Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah! That's true. There's a song that we sing in our church in New York, Perfecting Faith Church. It's about an every Sunday song. Listen, I don't need you to get tired now. I need those of you that want to help us stand up, and we're going to give God glory. We praise God. He has a name that's above every name.
I call you holy, your name is holy, you are so holy to me.
Somebody say,
I call you holy, your name is holy.
I call you holy, your name is holy,
your name is holy,
your name is holy,
your name is holy,
you are.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank the Lord God. We call you grateful. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, you're so great. We call you mercy. Hallelujah. We call you grace. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We call you peace. Hallelujah. We call you joy. We call you happiness, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
My God, my God.
Jesus.
We come to thank you. We come to praise you, oh God.
Jesus.
How many of y'all come to praise him today? Amen. How many come to give him all glory and honor? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Welcome, everybody.
Yes, welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I was so glad when they said to me,
let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time. You could have been anywhere, but you find yourself right here in the presence of the Lord.
Yes,
so that's
Lord.
The place where we desire to be at all the days of our life, of being in the presence of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Welcome again, everybody. Welcome to Sunday service. Amen.
Amen.
So glad to be here today. We are on the road. We are traveling one more time. We're out in Baton Rouge,
Louisiana.
Amen. Hopefully you all can hear us loud and clear. Amen.
Yes, and we thank God, you know, for allowing us to be in this ministry, this God, that's what we're calling a gospel public ministry. So we go from place to place, and we're going to have church just right there where we are. And we thank God for making it all possible.
Yes, Lord.
One city to another city. You know,
Jesus.
In the protection.
My God, my God.
Walking in authority.
Yes. Just thank you.
Claiming the territory.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Just thanking God for the opportunity, because this past week has been a trying week. We had a snowstorm and, you know, so many things happened, but I just thank God for keeping us. It is God that has kept
Hallelujah.
Us, that saved us, that brought us through. A lot of us lost power for days, and some of us without power and water, even right now.
People lost their lives.
Some people lost their lives, so we just thank God to be here. We don't take life for granted. They're just thanking God for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart. Amen?
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit for keeping us.
Can you just be grateful right now that God kept you? Can you just be grateful for the miracle working power that's working in you right now? Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, welcome one more time. I'm excited.
Welcome.
You all, if it's your first time here in Sunday service with us, we want to welcome you. My husband and I, we want to personally welcome you. We want to pray with you and pray for you. So if you can press one right now.
That's right.
Amen. Just press one. Hallelujah.
Welcome every single person. Thank you for welcoming us into your home as well. You know, just because, you know, we're right here, we might not be physically be able to touch one another, but there is no distance in the spirit. And we thank you for welcoming us into your home, whether you're in Louisiana or whether you're in Texas or New York or wherever you are. You know, we welcome you and thank you for welcoming us as well.
Amen, amen. We know that God is omniscient, He's everywhere.
That's right.
Everywhere we go, there's no way you can go that God cannot reach you. Amen. So if it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, you have press one.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We can't wait for you to press one. Amen. If it's
amen.
Your first time, go ahead.
Amen.
Yes. Lord, yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, I just want to personally welcome some members. Welcome some members, you know, that we have in the church, or members from other churches. Welcome my uncle, Brother Joel Washington. We want to welcome, you know, our own evangelist, Kimberly Redford. You know, welcome at a Sunday service.
Yes, Lord.
Chandra Jackson, welcome you.
Lord.
Welcome.
Yes.
You know, good morning here. My grandmother, Helen. Welcome.
good morning.
Good morning, wherever you are. And good evening, good morning. You know, welcome here to Sunday service.
Yes, Lord.
Sister Connie, you know, welcome.
Welcome
here.
Yes, Brother Lawrence.
Brother Lawrence,
welcome.
Amen.
Everyone is here today. Brother Joe Washington, we are excited about having Uncle Brother Joe, who's blessed us. He's over the music ministry. Amen. Y'all bear with us today.
God is really using that, brother. You know, God is, Uncle Joe, God is really using you. We thank you. And I'm just thanking you for everyone else, you know, because you bless us, you know, and with your voice, you have such a high anointing on your voice, you know, it It just does something every single time that I hear you sing. So thank you so much. Call all the way in from New York, New York.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Amen. Let us pray, Father God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God, for one more time. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God, that you've given us. Lord, we come there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, boldly to the throne room of grace to receive, oh God. Lord, we come to be changed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Father God, change us, oh God, and make us more like you, oh God. Lord, search our hearts and mind, oh God, and our spirit. If you find any wickedness or error in us, let it be taken out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness and truth, oh God. Oh, Lord, we come casting out our cares and burdens down, oh Lord. God, we give it all over to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we exalt you, God, and we give you thanks, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, and you should have worked wonders last so long ago with perfect faithfulness according to Isaiah 25:1. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our strength and our new soul, oh God. That you become, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we have become. Lord, that you become our salvation, oh God. You are a God, and we exalt you according to Exodus 15:2-3, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that our mouths will speak the praise of the Lord, our God. Our flesh will bless your holy name forever and ever, oh God. According to Psalm 145:21, praise you to your glorious name forever and ever, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still can thank you enough. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we come praying with a heart of repentance. Right now, we come praying with a heart, hallelujah, a loving heart, a heart of thanksgiving, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, your word said in 1 John 1:9, you said if we confess our sins, oh God, you are faithful to forgive us, oh God. So we come right now, we confess our sins to receive cleansing right now of all unrighteousness and unholiness in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We receive our forgiveness right now and cleansing from all unrighteousness, by awakening. Ministry, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm totally blameless on the top of our heads and the soles of our feet, and then intrinsic and quantum level, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm never, I'm not moving a mighty way on this ground today, oh God, I'm not bringing healing and deliverance to all in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm never, oh Lord, we come to be saved, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you increase our faith right now, so that we can receive the word and receive from you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, open up the channels of our speech so that we can receive right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come against every hindrance spirit on the land. We come against every spirit of confusion, doubt, and disbelief. We come against every spirit of fear, shame, and condemnation. We come against the spirit of anxiety and depression and oppression in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against any spirit that's operating us in our homes right now. Our Father, the Holy Spirit, and we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you over and over and over all the days of our life. We don't find it wrong with you. Thank you, oh God, to take this time, oh God, because it's you for the God that makes time. When we take the time today, oh God, to give you all the praise and glory because you made it possible once again for us to be here. Lord, we thank you for one more time right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you for keeping our love with, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for having beat of our hearts and every breath that we take right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the lying down and the raising up this day in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hold in our right mind, oh God. Know who we are and whose we are. Lord, we belong to you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you that if you be for us, who can be against us? That we decree and declare by faith that we are victorious in every step we take, oh God, because you are with us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for what we look you in your face. You are a liar. You are a known in a truth. And we just want to say thank you for the God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, move right now in the mighty way. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. Father God, we thank you. We're standing on the truth of your word, oh God. You said that you would give us the keys to the kingdom, that whatsoever we would bind on earth would be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we would loose on earth would be loosed in heaven, according to Matthew 16:18. So right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind our will to the will of God, that we will be constantly aware of your will and purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind ourselves to the truth of God, that we will not be deceived. received by the minister of the deception of the world, and the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind ourselves to the blood of Jesus. We want to be consciously aware of the blood of Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, miracle working power to restore and heal and keep us safe. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ, that we will be aware of how Jesus Christ would have us to think and believe. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we do not want to react out of our own human thoughts when situations arise, oh God. Suddenly, we just want to say, thank you. We want to think and act as Jesus would have us to act. We bind our feet to the path of righteousness, that our steps will be steady and true all the days of our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind ourselves to the work of the cross in our life, so that we will continue to God daily to our own selfish desires and motivations and be more like Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the strong man right now, so that we may spoil his household and take back every bit of joy, peace, blessings, freedom, and every material spiritual possession that he has stolen from us and our children's children. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take them back right now. We lose the strong man's influence over every part of our body, soul, and spirit. We lose Christ and smash and destroy every evil device. You may try to bring it to us, suffer. All the souls are doing this day. We repent of every wrong desire, attitude, and bad thinking that we've had. Oh, Lord, forgive us, oh God. Heavenly Father, for holding on to wrong ideas and desires, behaviors and habits. According to 1 John 1 and 9 and John 14 and 14, we renounce, reject these things. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, in the name of
my God, my God. We lose every wrong attitude, pattern of thinking, belief, idea, desire, behavior, and habit that we've ever learned. We lose these strongholds around him that would keep us from being completely surrendered to the will of God for our lives. We lose our doubt and confusion from ourselves. We are applying our mind to the mind of Christ this very day and this very hour to stay holy in the name of Jesus Christ. And we lose every wrong thoughts and evil imagination that would keep us from being in sweet unity with you, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind and loose these things right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because you've given us the keys to do so. And we thank you, Lord God, right here and right now, God. Move in the mighty way, God. We declare and declare victory, victory, victory. All day long. Victory, victory, victory. My God, my God. We just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 We declare and declare that we are free, and we are free indeed, because it is Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, that has freed us, that we can declare and declare over and over again that we are free, and free indeed, and we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We silence the mouth of the evil speaker right now. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher right now. We deafen the ears of the evil listener right now. That they will not be able to locate us for our children, children, children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're going from glory to glory to glory. We're born again in the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Hallelujah. We are safe and sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is you, oh God, that has done it for us again. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
My. Yeah, come on, Eddie. Kind of a little shot. My God,
thank
my God. Lord, we bless your holy name. We declare and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power in his name. And what I combine faith on today, that we cannot and will not be moved. We speak to every mountain in our life. We cast you out. We command you to be uprooted and cast into the sea. In the name of Jesus Christ, wherever that mountain is financially, sickness, disease, pain, discomfort, inflammation, infirmity, wherever you ask right now, we cast that mountain out in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we scale the walls of Jericho. We circle that situation right now. And we decree it is coming down right now. It is destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every time it rises up against the tongue, God shall condemn in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, command your hands of protection around your children this very day and this very hour. Protect the minds and hearts of every leader from nation to nation, oh God. We pray with the protection. children all around the world, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would keep them, Lord God, that they would not go hungry, Lord God, that they would not live in sickness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we call every man back into the home, for you, for God, have made man to be the head, so we lift the spirit of man today, come on back home and take your position, God has made you the head of the house, in the place of your home, you got to get back. So what God has called man to do, but Lord, my God, so will it step out the way? Let man take his place, oh God. But Lord, we kind of are shot tired. Lord, we pray that you will strengthen every man, strengthen their mind, body, soul, and spirit this day, that they can stand in the position that you call them in. Your wife said that you created man first, that you created man first, and that you took out of the cell of a man, that you created woman, oh God. We pray with the mind, Lord, in the home today. I pray with the mind, all in the world today, that men would take his place, that women would get back in their places. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, I decree and declare today, together with my husband, all of me in the home, all of me in this world, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, my spirit witness to your spirit. Come now, come on. In the name of Jesus Christ, be free to be delivered. Be healed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord, send one today. Send a lost, oh God. Send one today, oh God. That sick is shut in. Send one today, oh God. For those that are in prison, oh God. Send one, oh God. My Lord, my God. Let us be the one. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can God use you? Let us use your people. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, come on.
Lord.
Yeah. My Lord, my God.
Thank you.
Can we seal this prayer today?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus Christ, yes, of Nazareth, that does all things but seal.
Yes.
And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, my God. We bless your holy name, Father. We give it all over to you, Lord.
Yes.
Search all over, couldn't find nobody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Search high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater than you, Father God. Nobody greater, my Lord. Hey, come on there. Oh, yes. God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Move like you move, Holy Spirit. And we thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes we want to move, and God didn't tell you to move. He tell you to stand still. Let the Holy Spirit have his way. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Let it guide you. Let it minister to you. So stay right there, expecting God to show up and to have his way. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I have a scripture reading today. And scripture will be coming. I'll be reading this scripture out of 1 John chapter 5. And I won't be long. I'll give you a couple of scriptures. 1 John chapter 5. And I'll start right here. One, I'm going to be reading this from the New Living Translation. And I'll read a little bit from the King James Version. 1 John chapter 5 verse 1 says, everyone who believes in Jesus is the Christ has become a child of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his children too. We need to understand this as being men and women of God. I'm talking about being believers of Jesus Christ. See, those of us who are believers of Jesus Christ, then we also should know that we should love God and we should love one another. And here is the thing that we should always have in mind. When we're loving one another, what we're doing is that we're showing God that we love him, because God's children, we are God's children. This is what scripture is telling us, this, that you love God and you love, you know, his children. Now don't be in that place of saying, God, I love you. God, I trust you. God, I need you. But here it is, you're hating on your brother or you're hating on your neighbor. All you can't say, God, I love you, but you can't have love and hate in the same place. You can't just look at yourself as being, well, God loves me, but he don't love you. So don't find yourself in that place to where you're asking God to change you and to change your life. But here it is that someone that has not asked God to change them yet and change their life, and you're looking at them with judgment and condemnation. No. So you're looking at them, you know, with hatred and resentment in your eyes and resentment in your heart, as if you have always been right with God. So we ain't always been right with God. See, God tells us to love one another. See, over here first, I want to read this right here. Over here in the King James Version, I read 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7. It says, for there are three that bear record in heaven. It says, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. So we need to know this here. The Father, we also need to know, see, this is bearing record in heaven. You know, the Word of God and the Holy Ghost, these are the same three that those that have believed in Christ Jesus, those that have been baptized by water, those that have received Jesus Christ into their life as Lord and Savior, those that have received the Holy Spirit. See, these are witnesses in heaven. You need to understand when you receive them into your life, you have God is on the inside of you, so you shouldn't be hating on your brothers or your sisters. Amen. Be a witness. Keep God's commandments. You keep his commandments, and God commands us to love one another.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God.
Yes.
God had a blessing to the reader, the hearer, and most of all, the doer of his word.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, we're going to have a music selection.
Yes. By no other than my uncle, Brother Joel Washington. He's calling us all the way from New York, New York. Brother Washington.
Yeah, good evening. How are you doing? Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
We can't hear you, brother.
Hello, can you hear me now?
All right. Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm just so glad to be with y'all again. You know, God is a good God, you know, and I just want y'all to be a friend for my family. When I say my family, that's include you, Reverend Dorsett, and your wife, and all my family that's going through some problems. Now, that's for all family going through something. I'm going to do a little song for y'all. To, you know, it's not. I'm not going to be long.
Amen.
I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to to thee. I need thee. I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Shine on me, oh, shine shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse still shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse still shine.
Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Come, keep on. Come, go ahead, Brother Joe.
Okay. Just another little song that I want to sing, but this is for everybody in the congregation. Glory,
amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. Oh, friends, don't treat me like you used to. Since I lay my burden down. My friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I lay my burden down. Oh, I feel better. So better. Since I lay my burden down. I feel better. So much better. Since I lay my burden down. I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down, I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down, burden down, Lord. Burden down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down, burden down, Lord. Burden down, Lord. Since I lay my burden down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. We thank you so much, Uncle Joel Washington, you know, for blessing us with song. You know, we thank you for allowing God to use you in such a mighty way. He said, God, I need you. He said, glory, glory. So we thank you for blessing us, you know, with song. That song really touched me. You know, that's the song that my grandfather, you know, rest in peace. He used to sing that song, Glory, Glory. So I thank you so much for bringing this back to my heart and back to my mind. You know, it just really lifts me up. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
We have our message coming
up. We have our message that'll be coming up next year by no other than my beautiful wife, Pastor Prophetess Tawanika Manning. So everybody get ready, you know, to receive her. After this next song, you get ready to receive my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning. We'll be right back.
The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah.
thank God. If the Lord doesn't do anything else for me, if he does anything else for you, he's already done enough. He's already given himself for us. So we thank God. So we have made it now, you know, to the message part of Sunday service. You thank God for every single one that's in attendance, ready to receive the message. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, and be ready to receive the message that will be given to you by my beautiful wife, Pastor Prophetess Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Because he is worthy. Glory to God. Can you just say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. If you don't do anything else, he's already done enough. Amen. If you're here and your heart is beating right now, if you're breathing right now, he's already done enough. If he kept you on you right now, he's already done enough. Can you just say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God because he's worthy of all praise. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Glory to God. I'm so excited to be here one more time. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't take these moments for granted. I thank God for every moment that he gives me. Amen. Because he didn't have to keep me, but he did. Amen. Amen. When you take all you didn't have to give, but you did. And I just want to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory, just want to say thank you. If you don't do nothing else, you've already done enough. Amen. If you don't do nothing else, you've already done enough. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to say that. Some people say, well, I need to do no more. But I'm telling you, we should have gotten more than enough. If you just can thank him right now, he will move in a right way. But can you just thank him? He's already done it. Hallelujah. If you don't do nothing else, will you trust him? Right now, right where you are, and all that you're going through, can you trust him right now? Say, God, if you don't do nothing else, you've already done enough. That's where faith comes in, amen?
Yes.
Glory to God. I just thank God for one more time. It's good to see everybody here. My mother, amen. Mother-in-law, amen. And Evangelist Kimberly Russell and family, and Evangelist Barbara Dudley, and Sister Jordan Adams, and everybody, Sister Shanda Jackson, and my God, my cousins and everyone is here. So he said, Brenda Gale and April Ruth May and all you all that's out there. I can't name everybody. New York, amen, Louisiana and everybody. We thank God for you. You know, the expansion of the winter storm that came, and we are here one more time.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen. And we didn't lose anybody, so we thank God. So, Brother God, we thank you. I thank you, Brother God, for giving you the word today for your people, oh God, for your children. And may all be touched and moved and delivered and set free in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray, Father God, we thank you. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind who you are, but I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me, holy, in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease right now so that you may have all the increase in me. My Lord, my God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree again, holy, you can be on the throne of my life in over all areas of my life, oh God. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, in above all of my life, and I thank you. Let thy kingdom come, holy, let thy will be done right now in this service, oh God. Let us receive our daily bread right now and be full, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, let us receive from you right now that we face your Lord, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us receive the living water that's coming from you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Holy Lord, I ask you, let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now in service, according to Isaiah 60:2, amen. We ask the Lord to rise over each of us, and let your glory be seen on each of us right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Let me try to calm down a little bit. I am in the passenger seat today. We are traveling here. Hallelujah. Jesus, faithful here. Amen. I thank God for traveling grace and mercy as we're leaving out back to get back to Houston. Amen. That God has brought us this far. And if you know if God brought you this far, he's not going to leave you. Amen. Amen. Whatever situation that you're going through, know that God didn't bring you all the way to leave you right there. Amen. If you doubt, he's going to take you back. Or he's going to take you to a greater place. Amen. Will you trust him for it? See, the message today, you all, is true or better than what?
Amen.
Amen.
Don't let the enemy try to deceive you thinking, I can do it all by myself and I don't need nobody. See, that's the trickery of the enemy. And so the message today, when the Holy Spirit gave it to me, and said, let people know that, let my children know, you see, because a lot of us are lashing because we believe that we can do it all by ourselves. See, how you, but the truth is that two is better than one. Amen. So my question to you is, how long are you going to try to do it by yourself? Amen. How long are you going to sit there and deceive your own self, believing that all you need is two? Amen. Because it ain't time for you to do it by yourself. Amen. I want you to follow with me today. Amen. You see, because you don't learn something today and understand that you need somebody. Amen. See, but you got to get the right somebody. You don't just come at anybody. We're talking about the one that God has ordained for your life. Will it be your wife, your husband, your friend, or your neighbor? See, there is somebody that God has to you. Amen. But this is what God is trying to take you through. Amen. So don't let the enemy or yourself. They're going to speak into you, deceive you, thinking, I don't need nobody. See, God is a lie, and it will be a lie until the day you take the last step. Amen. Because you got to take care of you when you leave here. Amen. Somebody is designed for your life. But because you allow yourself to be in your place of thinking, I don't need nobody. If you think that, you are lying to yourself. You are deceived your own self. You are trying to run around the destruction thinking, you don't need nobody. My God, how have you ever been in a situation that God really somebody? But you got to know that God is trying to get you thinking they don't need nobody. And they need you so you can go. So that's all that is waiting for you so that they can move. But will you stop deceiving yourself?
Yeah.
Thinking, I don't need nobody. The truth is, two is better than one. Amen. It's the front of me in Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Hallelujah. Amen. Chapter 4, verse 9 through 12. Amen. See, because I was in that place before, what I'm saying, I don't need nobody. I can do it all by myself. She was told my husband, I don't need you. I can do it by myself. Let me tell somebody, God sent me for you. I'm going to be to help you whether you want me to or not. My God, my God. Hey, hey, hey. Can we be honest today? Can we be true? Can we get some help today? I'm trying to be help today. What about you? Did you call me to be help today? Let me know what I'm saying. Who is better than who? My God, my God. Woo, let me call that.
Holy
in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 9 through 12. I know y'all saying, you know, you realize that I can do better by myself. But let me tell you something, when you get somebody else, you can do better. When you can do better by yourself, that's why God say, two is better than one. So you ain't got to do better by yourself. You can do better by one. The rest of two, you can do better.
That's right.
They can't trust nobody.
Yeah.
See, we're not here to say about ourselves.
Yeah.
me first.
Yeah.
I came to serve.
Amen.
So don't isolate yourself from a God and a Lord. Seek companion, be a team member.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want you to understand that one of the unique things about Ecclesiastes that it's wisdom, it's a beneficial regardless of your belief in God. See, the wisdom shown in these verses can be agreed with even if you don't consider yourself a follower of Jesus.
Yeah.
And if you have a non-Christian proverb that the proper wisdom stated in these verses are always like two hands are better than one, and no man is an island, okay? It is truly amazing to see the way that truth revealed in scriptures are not only true because we find them in the Bible, but because the truth is the truth.
That's right. Amen. My
Let me tell you something about the truth. The truth will kill a lie.
That's right.
The truth will kill a lie.
Yes.
So this is the truth. See, two are better than one. And I'm saying it all the time, two is better than one. See, we may lose that two are better than one or one is trying to marriage.
Yeah.
See, and this thing something can be applied to any type of partnership within marriage, but it is by no means, hallelujah, limited to the union of marriage. See, the personal two being better than one can be applied to any partnership or aspect of life. See, to be alone isn't necessarily seen as negative, but when you add another person to your life, the situation usually gets better.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
See, God did not intend for man to be alone, so he created woman to have you some man,
hallelujah,
man. Let me say it again. Let me say it again. He created woman from man, from man. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. See. Come on now. Let all of us shout out here. My God, my see, two is better than what? See, it's better than what? I want you to understand that. See, it's more fruitful. It's a more fruitful way to live alongside other people.
Yes.
He's still a better than one in different aspects of life, such as work and doing moments of weakness or basic survival, doing moments of attack. You know, these are general life circumstances, but that's because this truth can really be applied to any part of your life. See, two are better than one. It continues to be true over and over and over again. See, in moments of temptation, it is so better to have someone beside you to keep you accountable and help you prevent you from falling into sin.
Yes.
It's so good to have someone alongside you to encourage you and to come up alive and make the thoughts that come to your attention. Amen. In moments of failure, it's so better to have another person beside you to walk through the pain with you and to help you to get back on your feet. So I said out loud today, two is better,
than
one.
And hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I need you to come to that place of believing you don't need nobody. You can do it all by yourself. There's some things you can do by yourself. But let me tell you that, hallelujah, God didn't intend for you to be by yourself.
Not at all.
See, I want to break something down to you real quick here. See, the biblical reason why two is better than one, see, God himself is a relational God. See, he exists within the community of the Trinity. See, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In one, in an everlasting relationship with one another. See, as the image bearers of the tree of God, we too are meant to live in community with others. Amen. Not only in this, the example we have given, but it comes with great benefits. Amen. All throughout the New Testament, God is calling the body of Christ to display his glory and to share his message. See, the purpose is for each believer to serve as part of the whole. Amen. See, the mission of God is carried out, hallelujah, through the entire body of Christ as we work together with one another. But the gathering of the one, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, the gathering of all believers also for the benefit of us as individuals. See, the Bible calls us to stay in unity with one another, to lift each other up, to encourage each other, and even to bear one another's burdens. See, it's within the context of relationship that the body of Christ thrives. It's within the community that the glory of God shines the brightest.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
So it is truly, hallelujah, that two is better than one. Because, hallelujah, hallelujah, come on now.
Hallelujah.
This is how God created it to lead you all. This is what God intended. Amen. God created us to be relation, you all, to be relationship. From the very beginning, God created us to be in relationship with others.
That's right.
Not only are we to live in relationship with other people, but with God as well.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
From the beginning, you all, when we look in the book of Genesis,
uh-huh.
in the very beginning,
uh-huh.
the very beginning,
yes.
chapter 2, verse 18, the Bible says, and you can follow with me here, and the Lord God said, it is not good
that
man should be alone.
Yes.
I will make him a helper compatible to him.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. See, God, hallelujah. He created, hallelujah, hallelujah. His creation, his creator work was not complete until he made woman.
That's right. That's right.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
It was not complete until he made woman. Everything was good. If you know the power from the beginning, everything was good. But then he said, it came to a point where he said, it's not good.
That's right.
It's not good that man should be alone. So he did something about it.
Uh-huh.
He created woman.
Yeah.
He could have created woman after the day that he did that, but he created a woman. The Bible says he laid him asleep and he took a rib out of the side and he created woman.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you,
Lord. The Bible says you all understand it too is better than one. In Proverbs 18 and 22,
uh-huh.
the Bible says he who finds a wife finds a good thing. And obtain favor from the Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
This verse states that it's good to be married. That's a blessing, that's favor. Hallelujah. To God created marriage for the enjoyment and he pronounced it good.
Yes. Amen.
I want you to understand this, you all. Sometimes, hallelujah. In the Bible, let me get a great little word of my own.
Thank you.
Understand the Bible, there was a wife named Abigail, you know, in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 25, 35. Abigail was for her husband, Nabal.
Yeah.
Nabal, however you say it, she interceded for her husband to protect him. See, the Bible says in 1 Samuel, chapter 25, 35, so David received from her hand what she had brought him and said to her, go up in peace to your house. See, I have heeded your heart and respect your person. See, I often have turned them back empty-handed that David had sent his men, and see, David had spared all that he had, and he was a man of fortune. He had a lot. See, Abraham was a woman of wisdom.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says. She was better than one. She was operating in foolishness, and she was operating in arrogance. But because her wife, when she was there with Satan, she went without the husband knowing. Hallelujah. She protected his life. Amen. The Bible said, Abigail made haste. That means she went immediately, and she kept 200 loaves of bread and 2 skins of wine and 5 sheep already dressed and 5 sheets of roasted grain and 100 courses of raisin and 200 cakes of figs and made of them on Bethlehem. She went and did not tell her husband.
My Lord, my God.
Two are better than one.
Yes.
And David, King David said, I receive you. He told her to go in peace.
Yes.
She saved her house. She saved her husband.
Uh-huh.
From bloodshed. She saved that.
Yes.
Two are better than one.
Yes.
In the book of Matthew, amen?
Amen.
I'm going to ask you again, how long are you going to try to do it by yourself?
How long?
How long? Because God didn't intend for you to be by yourself. Amen. Don't get impatient. Fooling around with the devil and his people. See, God has got somebody for you. See, because you've been fooling around with the devil so much. You've got to put, I don't need nobody. Because they actually fuck with you because you connect yourself with the wrong people. I'm going to try to send you somebody. Amen.
Agreement of thousands.
Amen.
Because Christ's Holy Spirit will pray according to God's will and not their own, and their request will be granted.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Two is better than one.
Than one, yes.
In the book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 7, hallelujah. And the Bible says, and he called the 12 to himself and began to send them out two by two.
Right.
And gave the power over unclean spirits. See, the disciples were sent out in pairs in the midst of the area. They could have reached more areas of the country. Yes. But this was not Christ's plan. He wanted advantages going out by twos with that they could, hallelujah, strengthen and encourage each other. Yes. Especially when they shared rejection, when they faced rejection. See, our strength comes from God,
yes,
but he meets so many of our needs through our teamwork, amen, with us you all.
Amen.
So as you serve Christ, don't try to go it alone.
That's right.
Because two is better than one.
Yes.
The book of Proverbs says in chapter 27, verse 17, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. How you going to sharpen yourself?
That's right. My Lord.
Whatever I tell you, we just talking to ourselves.
Right.
And the more we talk to our own self, the more we get to the point that we don't need nobody. The more we begin to speak and we deceive in our own self, because now you're trying to sharpen your own self. But the Bible says that iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another.
Right.
He says it's a mixture of sharpness that comes from being around good people. And understand that they're good people, amen. That means God is good, and what is in them is God's own. I'm good. Amen. See, in a meeting, a man can help people see their ideas with new clarity, refine them and shape them into brilliant insights. This requires discussion partners, amen, who can challenge each other and stimulate thought. People who focus on the idea without involving their own egos. Amen. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. In the discussion, understand, people who know how to attack the thoughts and not the thinker.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
People who know how to attack the thoughts and not the thinker.
Hallelujah.
Two friends who bring their ideas together can help each other become sharper.
Yes, Lord.
Again, I say to you, my brothers and sisters, two is better
than one.
Amen.
Lord.
Two, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, come on there.
Hallelujah.
Come on there. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to the Most High God. Can you just thank God for the truth? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He didn't put you by yourself.
Right.
He didn't care for you to be alone. Don't let the devil deceive you no more. My brothers and sisters, now don't put your help out.
Hallelujah.
Don't put your passion.
Yeah.
My God, my God. I want you to understand this. How are you? We know the story about Ruth. See, Ruth was an ailment. God sent Ruth for the ailment, which is trying to go back home to a pair of people. She said, no, wherever you go, I'll go. And wherever you die, I won't die too. Wherever you pay. See, she was loyal because she knew what was her heart and her was for Naomi. Naomi was trying to steal away her help.
Yeah.
Because she didn't understand what God was doing. See, two is better than one. So if we could try Naomi, the Bible said that she was better than seven sons. Hallelujah. So she brought her son to Naomi, who had lost her sons. Amen. See, two is better than one. See, Aaron was from Moses. Amen. Aaron was Moses' spokesman to the people to bring all the people out of Egypt. And Lisa was Elijah's successor, receiving the transfer of the authority of Elijah's mantle, receiving a double portion to be used by God. See, Abraham was from Lot. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 19, 29, and it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of a plain, that God remembered Abraham and said, Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when they overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to understand this. God used, hallelujah, Abraham for Lot. It didn't say that God remembered Lot. The Bible, and my Lord, my God, the Bible says that God remembered Abraham.
Yes, Lord.
He saved Lot.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My.
Hallelujah.
Somebody go catch fire in a minute.
Hallelujah.
It's going to catch fire in a minute. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. See, two is better than one. See, Jonathan, son of Saul. Amen.
Yeah.
see it through King David. They slammed the king's best hands, and the Bible says that they made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. See, when King Saul sought to kill David, Jonathan, his own son, was the covenant on him. So David, you see, it was brought back to David that the problem was wrong. See, the Bible says, the Bible says, in the book of Psalms, 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 13, may the Lord do so, and much more to Jonathan. But if it pleases my father to do you evil, then I will report it to you and send you away that you may go in safety.
That's right. Amen.
You may go in safety.
Amen.
Two is better than one.
That's right. Amen.
Two is better than one.
Amen.
See, John the Baptist was the forerunner for Jesus. John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus. People who don't know Jesus needed to be prepared to meet him. God used John the Baptist. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 through 15, then Jesus came from Galilee to John after trying to be baptized by him. But what he says, and John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. Are you coming to me? The Bible says in verse 13, but Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill our righteousness. Then he allowed him. But I need you to let me know this for a minute. The Bible says here, and I'm going to slow down. He says, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us.
Yes.
It is right for me, it is for us to fulfill our righteousness.
Yes.
Two.
That's right.
Is better than one.
That
can't be a us with just one.
That's right.
You need the two to be us.
That's right.
You need the two to be a we.
Yes.
You need the two to be both.
That's right.
I just want you to understand, you
know, hallelujah.
To fulfill our righteousness means to accomplish God's mission.
Yes.
You look on my head.
Hallelujah.
So God needs to fulfill the mission.
Yeah.
Jesus saw his baptism as a advancing God's work. He was advancing God's work because after this, he went into his ministry.
Yeah.
He went into his ministry. Two is better.
That's right.
Than one.
That's right.
Two is better than one. I hope you're saying it right now, that two is better than one.
Yeah.
What I want you to do, my brothers and sisters, today as I wrap up here, I want you to look back at the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 12. And the image explained, a cord of three strands is not quickly, broken. See, the three-strand cord is understood, you ought to be unity between yourself, God, and another person.
That's right. That's right.
So it is within context of relationships with shared unity in God that bond is even stronger. So as the love of Jesus pours through us, we are better equipped to pour love into others. The Christian faith has never been about solely building your relationship with Jesus, but about how the redemption received in Jesus needs to be shared with others.
Yeah.
It's not only on this side of eternity that community will be the central focus of life. It will be in heaven, too. Our life will always be about community with God and others. It's through relationship with others and God that we truly live the life that God created for us. Amen. See, life is better with others, not only because of the way it will personally benefit you, but because it's the greatest way to display the glory of God. Amen. See, Jesus said the greatest commands are to love God and to love others. So this is what life is all about. See, nothing else you are pursuing outside of this will leave. It will leave you empty-handed and longing for more. See, it's only the pursuit of loving God and loving others that will truly give you the fulfillment and purpose in life. Amen. So don't let the enemy deceive you any longer. Don't let the enemy deceive you by ministering to your mind that you don't need nobody. I can do bad by myself. We can see that from afar. We can see it close to us. But I'm here to tell you, God don't want you to do bad all by yourself. He got somebody for you. My God, my God. When God did not intend for you to be alone, Hallelujah. I won't send a decree in the car right now no more.
Yes.
No more, no more, no more.
No more.
No more than old stuff.
No more here.
No more ever. No more ever. Even with the word says, you child, you don't need nobody to get the right there. Hallelujah. God bless you all. God keep you. They got to be in the truth. Hallelujah. Understanding all. Hallelujah, too.
Yes.
It's better than worse.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
God bless you. We open up the doors of the church that might be one. There might be one out there that is alone. There might be one out there that's looking for that companion, that one to live with. I'm talking about Jesus. See, two is better than one. Like Pastor Tawanika, she preached that word. Two is better than one. There might be one that's looking for that companion, that one to live with for the rest of their life, that one that God have already set for you. Two is better than one. Just press one. We'll help you to pray that prayer, that prayer of salvation, prayer of salvation, and you will never be alone again. Asking Jesus Christ to come into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. Just press one. See, I know you've been out there and you've been doing it all alone. I know you won some battle, but there's been many battles that you have lost, and you find yourself being back in that same place. Just press one. Just have the courage to come on in. Just press one. Hallelujah. There may be even one that need a special prayer. You may have been already in Christ, but you find yourself and wanted back out there in the world and you're lost. Well, let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. Let us help you to be back under grace. Be back with the great shepherd. Be back in that place where you're protected. In that place where you're loved. Be back in that place where you're powerful. Just press one. There might be one. Let that be you today while you still have time, while we're in the land of the living, in this realm of time. God has given you time to be with him, giving you time to learn from, giving you time to use him. There might be one that need a special prayer. There may be some type of illegal disease that's operating in your body. Press one. Let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. Let us decree and declare what thus saith the Lord over your body. There may be one. The Bible tells us if there's anyone that's sick, let them go to the elders and let them pray with them. Let them anoint their head and pray with them. That's the way. That's the way. You can't do this by yourself. You can't depend on the doctors to heal when we already have the healer. Coming to agreement is powerful. Using the word of God is powerful. There might be one. There might be one that's looking for a church home. You don't have a home. Or you may not be in that place where you find yourself being powerful. You're in a place where you're getting a little bit, but, you know, I just don't see that change. Me and Pastor Tawanika, we would love to be your pastor. We're just going to love on you. We're going to love on you so much till you receive that love and you'll understand the reason why that God has put us in that place to love on you, because you'll know that it is God that loves you through us. Press one. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. At this time, we're going to take our tithes and offering, everyone. You can prepare your tithes and offering.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen. If you already sent me and we've prayed over them already for you, you send over to Cash App, Pastor Chantel. It's Pastor spelled out. P-A-S-T-O-R, capital S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L.
Amen.
Pastor Chantel.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And Heavenly Father, we ask you, hallelujah, as we pray our tithes according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and we ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you've given to us, oh God, as tithers and those that are offering today. Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3 and 10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that heaven will pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. And Heavenly Father, you promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes that we will be
prosperous. And everybody that says in your word in Malachi 3 and that you rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to rebuke the devourer for our sake because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you, all of you, not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask that our vine that casts fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from nearing us and the members of our family, our finances, our fruits, our grounds, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep us and our family members, our finances, our fruits, and our grounds, and bless us with the seven blessings of a tithe, as it is written in Malachi 3. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord God, to give us the fulfillment of these seven blessings of a tithe. According to John 6:23, Father, we have been obedient and paid our tithes and given offering, and we receive the blessings right now by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For because all the nations are called us blessed because you have blessed us, because we are tithers in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. God bless everyone at this time. We're going to have our announcements for our very own evangelist, Kimberly Ruffert. Go ahead, evangelist.
Amen. God bless you all. First, giving honor to God, to my pastors. God bless you both. And everyone that's assembled. Saturday at 12 noon, we're going to have our lead study of the understanding of the Holy Spirit. And you can call in at this particular number. It's going to be 516-387-1312. The church line is 516-387-1312. That's going to be every Saturday at 12 noon Central Standard Time. Then also we're going to have something new. It's going to be a good time to laugh and enjoy yourself. It's going to be on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's going to be our time for laughter, and that's going to be at phone number 845-277-9213. Again, you can call Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 845-277-9213. And I'm looking forward to that. I want to laugh. I need something to laugh about with all this crazy stuff going on. And our regular church announcements are as follows. Monday at 6 a.m., intercessory prayer. And Wednesday at 7 p.m. is Bible study. Thursday at 7 p.m. is midweek service. And, of course, Sundays, 2 p.m. is our Sunday service. And we have the shout on Monday through Thursday at 12 noon. If you get a chance to call, it's a 30-minute chance to just praise God and tell him how good he is. We also have restoration services every second Tuesday at 10 a.m. We have let me see what else we got going on. Okay, and that's it. With the prayer line is 732-434-2510. Again, 732-434-2510. And our pastors are Pastor Darcy and Tawanika Manning, and we look forward to fellowshipping with you all. God bless you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God,
yes,
keep
God
you.
Bless you.
Amen. I'm excited, you all, because
yes,
this
Lord.
Tuesday is our first Laugh Out Loud Comedy Hour.
Amen.
And February 23rd is the first Thursday, and it'll be every Tuesday at 6. For those of you that don't know, I am a stand-up comedian.
Amen.
And I do comedy, and so I'll be delivering the comedy. Come on, let's have a good time and laugh out loud. You can participate as well. You will be the audience. So.
Yes, we all can use a laugh. You know, so much that's going on in this world today, so much that's going on in your home, your relationship, your job. We can use a laugh. You know, just a little laughter does to the soul.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
For the soul. And you all, another thing I didn't add to the announcement is that we're going to be starting our early morning service in the month of March, you all.
Amen.
The first Sunday in March at 10 a.m. So we're going to have two services at 10 a.m. and the 2 p.m. will still be in place. So look for that. We'll be sending out the flyer for that for 10 a.m. the first Sunday of March.
Yeah.
Yes.
God is doing such a
a major thing in each and one of y'all's life, and God is doing such a major thing, you know, in our ministry here. You know, this is not our ministry, but it's God's ministry, which every single one of you is a part of it, you know. So he's adding to the church daily. You know, he's put us in place to add a morning or earlier service, you know, for everyone to be able to be a part of it. So yeah, we just thank God, you know, for what he's doing in our lives. And we thank God for what he's doing in each and one of your lives as well.
Amen. God bless everyone. You all make sure you're praying for us. We're going to get back on the road now and travel. So we thank God for traveling grace and mercy for the God that is already done. We see ourselves already home, coming out of our home. Amen. So we bless you all to prosper. We bless you all to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement to others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes, we pray that the Holy Spirit has really touched you. I know I've been touched. You know, what a dynamic message, you know, that our sister in Christ, you know, our daughter, however she is, you know, to us to have you, God have used her like that, you know, to be able to deliver that word, you know, and let it, you know, let it sit on you, you know, let it resonate in your spirit, you know, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, amen again.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
I wanted to say this before we go. You all,
yeah.
I want to thank Evangelist Darvina Dudley.
Yeah.
Evangelist Kimberly Ruff, my mother, Cal Dillon as well, put to do it. They got together and sent Evangelist Darvina over to check on us during the winter storm as if she wasn't going through another old self with our lights being off and it being cold, that she drove over to make sure that we was fine. I got a knock at the door. I'm like, who is this? And I go there and it's her. We trying to check if you okay with my mom on video. So I just want to thank God for sending his people. We all need each other, y'all.
Yeah.
Two is better than one. So I just want to thank God for you all just to take the time out. To take the time out for out of your time, Evangelist Darvina, to come over and to check on us, make sure we're okay, and the fact that you all cared enough to do something. Most people just say, all right, but to do something about it. Amen. And we want to thank Moses at Baton Rouge.
Yes, right here. We're here in Baton Rouge. You know, we want to send special blessings out to every single soul, every single body that's here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We thank you for receiving us here, you know, in this land. We thank you for receiving the word of God here in this area. And we just want to just send blessings to each and every one of your homes in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God bless everyone. We love you.
Yes.
God bless you. We love you, Grandmother Helen, Maddie, yes. Mother Captain Hudson.
Amen.
Sister, we love you. God bless you.
Amen.
Oh, we can do it together, y'all. Y'all.
Hallelujah.
Hey, go ahead and sing them out of here because something wrong with the line. I can't do it. Go ahead, reverse pastor.
Amen. What's that?
Well song? Done. Well done.
So you want me to sing the well done song?
I'm saying the system is acting up. You are God bless you. God keep you. I'm trying to play the extra song out today, but we're working with, okay, let's see if that works. There we go.
Amen. God bless you.
Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear that word.
Say it
one time.
Write my name. fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. I'm terrible to leave, stop breathing, yeah.